More than a few complaints are being heard about the final draft redistricting plan released this week by the Alaska Redistricting Board. Democrats in particular have branded the plan flawed. As KSKA's Ellen Lockyer reports, although the authors of the plan defend it, court action is likely before a final state voting map is approved.
Taylor Bickford, executive director of the State Redistricting Board, says there's still a few minor details of the final draft redistricting plan to iron out.
As our team builds the district descriptions and meets and bounds and those sorts of things, there might be small changes that don't affect the fundamental shape or structure of a district, but there could be some minor changes between now and the 14th.
Although bits and pieces of alternative plans submitted to the board were woven into the final draft, none of the plans advanced by a number of civic and political groups was incorporated intact, Bickford says. He adds that the board took pains to keep 9 Alaska Native influence and Native majority minority districts on the state's new voting map.
They made that decision knowing that it was going to be very, very difficult to do so. You've got a certain number of districts. Some of them are losing population, yet the benchmark you have to hit to get a full district is going up. And that forced us to draw some districts that were sort of drawn in configurations that haven't been seen in the past, but we were asked to do that by a number of the Native groups involved in the process, groups like First Alaskans Institute.
First Alaskan spokesman Rick Mueller could not be reached for comment today. The board's final draft plan in changing voting lines could change voter preference. Districts in Anchorage with shifting lines could lose current Democratic representation in the legislature, while 2 sitting Democratic representatives from Anchorage, Mike Dugan and Chris Tuck, are now in the same House district. The new plan also pits 2 Fairbanks Democrats against each other in the same Senate district. Republican Randy Weidrich, speaking for the group Alaskans for Fair and Equitable Redistricting, says he's pleased with the board's work. Weidrich says the plan does not favor one party over another.
Republican registration is over 130,000. Democrat registration is around 75,000. So there's a huge Republican advantage in the state, by definition. The last map did not allow for that. So what we have now is a map that may elect an extra Republican or 2, and somewhat will reflect the substantial registration advantage Republicans have in Alaska.
Legal challenges are expected, as no redistricting plan before this one has gone unchallenged. After the board announces the finalization of the plan next week, the plan needs to be reviewed by the State Department of Justice. The board has included time for legal action in its schedule, and citizens have 30 days in which to bring suits against the new plan. I'm Ellen Lockyer.